All of my life I've been called a geek, a loser, a dweeb, and a sideshow freak. All the other kids picked on me quite a bit, except for the ones who preferred to hit. Always hated gym class cause I wasn't athletic. I was bad at everything, I was really pathetic. When we played this one game, I always got my ass kicked. You know, the one with the ball in your throat in a basket? Rumors used to circulate that I was queer. I held the school record, most wedgies in a year, but I was pretty popular among the jocks. I mean, someone had to carry all the dirty sweat socks. Needless to say that I didn't date much. Okay, so I've never had a date as such. Most girls just don't want to be seen with a geek. Had a date for the prom, but she sprung a leak. College was fun, but my sex life sucked. I studied computers, now I'm making big bucks. It was there that the love of my life and I met. Just me, my little mouse, and the internet. Started out tame, lame right off the bat. Mostly girls in bikinis and stuff like that. Of course, that all changed when I found a good source of pictures of a guy with two women and a horse. Hours at a time, 30 pictures at once. All the porn I could handle for 20 bucks a month. I didn't think my life could possibly get any better. My favorite was a site featuring an Irish setter. But all of that changed when I got an email from a real life, honest to goodness female. Why she'd want to talk to me, I don't know, but it gave me a strange feeling down below. So after I cleaned myself up, I replied and made up a bunch of incredible lies. I figured we'd never meet, so what would be the harm? And maybe this time around I could use my other arm. She sent me a picture and I had to tell her. She looked exactly like Sarah Michelle Gellar. She even posed with a steak, it drove me loco. It even had the Buffy the Vampire Slayer logo. I told her that I couldn't wait to meet her. She replied, said she couldn't wait either. And she had a high fever for the flavor of a messy wet net get together. She just got a new tether and some shiny new leather. We set up a great virtual date. Friday night, we'll log on to Instant Messenger at 8. I can't wait. It's the first time a girl and I talked that didn't end with the phrase, "You want ketchup or salt?"
When the real world lets you down, and it seems like love can't be found, don't go psycho like Genghis Khan, just log on.
Well, hello there, Beverly Thrills 90210.
Hey there, big guy.
Are you really as beautiful as your picture makes you out to be?
And then some.
So are you ready for the night of your life?
What did you have in mind?
Well, let's begin with the meeting in cyberspace, where you and me can properly interface. We can chat for a while, and if that does the trick, we can meet somewhere, and maybe there we can double-click.
Ooh, you move fast, I like it when you talk nasty. I can't wait to meet, I bet you got a great ass.
You're my type of girl, ooh, you're such a tease.
Just bring a hard drive, no floppies, please.
Don't worry about that, I can burn and rip. And I got a big file just for you to unzip. Cause I'm a hacker in the sack, not a slacker, comrade. You just wait till you're sliding around on my mouse pad.
I hope you're not like other guys whose system bombs as soon as I take off my shirt and they see these ROMs.
Not a chance, I'ma make you do a sideways smile. Cause I'm the master when it comes to installing my file.
So how about tonight?
What a great suggestion. I'm just sitting here buffering my net congestion. Cause you know I don't have anything else I have to do. I would love to spend the evening with a lady like you. So that's how it went, and I think I went fine. Now I'm getting ready for a little meeting at 9. I'm so excited and I know we'll hit it off. You'll see, just wait till she gets a load of me.